Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back here for the 7 o'clock hour. Got a little sting going on here this morning.
You want the code again? It's police. Text the word police to 20357. They'll be playing at the Fillmore.
When is that, Woody?
In October. Give you plenty of time to plan ahead.
You know, it usually is home game or road game. If it's,
I know. Why don't you? You should get in on this, man. October's a lot of time to prepare.
I don't know, Woody.
Fillmore's sweet.
Hey, Woody, I'm day to day, man. I'm on that day to day. I can't plan ahead too much. I'm not a big planner down the road. I do that, and then I find out I committed to something else. And nothing worse than a double commitment. And there for a while, I had double committed, said yes to everybody's brother, and. And then somebody's mad at you. You got to decide, like, hey, I kind of messed up. I committed to two events, and I'm going to have to skip on yours. Oh, you might as well tell somebody you dislike them when that happens. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff. Last night, the Heat go down to the 76ers. No Jimmy. Missed another game, 21st game that he's been out. I don't even bring up Tyler right now. What's Tyler? Tyler's got to be close to 30 games, Woody, if not more than 30 games missed. And hopefully they get both these guys back. But they fought their way back, man. They were down 14 and came back to tie that thing up at 85 before, hell, it was still a close game with just a couple minutes left. And couldn't pull that game out last night, and so now it's on to Cleveland Wednesday, as Woody's already said. 6-7 will be at home, so they got a lot of home games coming up. They're sitting in that 8th spot right now, but one game behind the Pacers and 76ers for the 6th spot. So they're right there, just need to get hot, need a little 3 or 4 game winning streak, and that should get you up there, 10-plus games over 500 would be a nice little goal. So yesterday, the Miami Dolphins also re-signed Isaiah Wynn, who was a free agent, played 7 games roughly, and got hurt, missed the rest of the season, but he was really good before he got hurt. He's filled in at left guard. I was like, wow, that's turned out really well. Graded out, you know, but he missed a lot of games. So, like a lot of guys on that offensive line, and Jack Driscoll also signed, was a extra offensive lineman, a backup reserve at guard and tackle, now signed from the Eagles, now signed with the Miami Dolphins as well. So you start to look at this thing. Kyle Crabb's going to join us here at 8 o'clock, and we'll talk to him about some of this stuff. So they have filled in most of their positions if you're really a diehard and you just want to start to pencil in who you've got. They've got pretty much guys across the board. Some of them, in my opinion, aren't quite good enough yet, haven't been good enough in their career, that the drop-off from the guys that have left, it's going to be a problem. But we do have guys across the board now, and now you got to fill in and see if you can get more depth or if you can find better players than them to play ahead of them and let those guys be role players. So that's kind of where you are. You filled in a lot of positions, especially in your biggest needs, but have you upgraded or added enough depth to this team? And you haven't. I mean, obviously you haven't. A lot of these moves were guys that can play, have played in the league, but how good are they? That remains to be seen. I'll give you a good one. I was looking at Van Ginkel last night, and I look at Shaq Barrett kind of doing the things he did as a third guy, and I know Shaq Barrett's been a frontline guy that's been a big pass rusher and has already told Tampa Bay that he's got another year left and he's going to show everybody what he can do. And I hope so, man. I love to hear that motivation of a guy coming in saying, I'm going to kick ass on my new team. So we'll find out. But it does get me thinking now that they've kind of filled in everything and they'll continue. They're going to add more guys to the team. Braxton Berrios and these guys from yesterday won't be the last group coming in. There'll be more guys signing. But I was looking. I still think offensive line is the number one need. I still think the offensive line, and again, I get it, Eichenberg and Aaron Brewer, guard and center, and Rob Jones comes back, and he played a lot at guard last year, and Lester Cotton's there, and Austin Jackson and Teron Armstead are back at tackle, and now you get Isaiah Wynn back, so it's kind of getting closer to what it looked like last year. I just think they need a draft pick. And if this thing's as loaded on the offensive line as everybody says, if the Dolphin front office thinks that, I just think you still got to go. Whether it's a tackle that can play guard, whether it's a center or guard, I just think a guy that can be really dominant and physical, you take him day one and you put him in that starting lineup, man. You day one it. You day one this thing and put him in, because if you're going to get big upside, it's not from guys who've been in the league that continue to do the same things and get injured over and over in the same position. It's about guys out of college that grow. It's not too big and they just get better and better as they learn your system. That's where the growth is. That's where the growth into greatness is, or to really good players. It's through the draft. So you got a first and a second round pick. And you kind of look. This is kind of for hardcore fans. And you looked, and I just brought up the offensive line. And you've got enough. You got enough to line up and play probably right now. But it's not, if you're talking about all this, I want to be physical and stuff, you need another physical cat in there. A new physical, lot of tread on the tire dude to come in. I don't care what program he's been in. I don't care if it's Oregon. I don't care if it's Oklahoma, wherever. It's supposed to be a lot of tackles. If it happens to be a Jackson Powers Johnson or a Graham Barton, if you believe in a guy that can play every position and he's really good, then grab one of those guys. I don't care, but I want those dudes coming in and playing. I don't want to see him standing as a reserve in practice. I want him lining up with the ones right away. So now a lot of people in disagree. We can just find guys. You know, we don't need. We need. Hey, defensive tackle might be number two for me. If there's a good defensive tackle, maybe that's it.
It just sounds like we're stuck in a time warp here, man. Like, I feel like every year I've worked with you, or getting close to a decade here, you've talked about, we need an offensive line.
I know.
So it just kind of gets old after a while.
Woody, we've whiffed on some offensive linemen, if I can be very
honest. Yeah, well, maybe we
should
have a different approach.
Maybe we just need to hit on those offensive linemen.
Maybe there's a different way to win instead of, like, you know, continuing to try to fix this problem that they have not been able to fix for 10 years. And there's, but I can't, there's definitely can't, a shortage of offensive linemen in the NFL, good offensive lines, right?
Right. Everybody's going through this right now.
Okay, so I other teams figure out ways to work around it.
No, they don't, though.
Oh, they don't?
Why don't you ask the two teams in New York? They got hammered. Their quarterback's getting knocked out. They were bad.
I don't know, man. It just seems like every single year you get on here and you say the same thing. We need to build the offensive line. We need to build the offensive line. It's like, well, they did an okay job last year.
Woody.
With a bunch of pieced together guys.
Yeah, but then you guys all turn around and say we're not physical enough with that pieced together.
I say that. That's Omar's thing, all right? Omar came out with that we're not a tough team. We're not a physical team or whatever. That's his deal.
So I you can't go. You can't go back to when Adam Gase asked his coaches, "Are these guys good enough to play?" And the offensive line coach said, "No." Are they getting better? And he said, "No." And he goes, "Cut them all." That one day, he cleaned house. I mean, draft picks were flying. Guys that had been around they were gone. We need to get some guys to come in. We can't worry about you. Can't, well, we didn't get it done 7 or 8 or 9 years ago, and we didn't get it done. No, you need, if this is really strong and they think it's the best player. So the thing I'm guessing with Chris Greer, and I do believe this, Chris is going to go out and get the best player. No matter what position, just about it is, he will grab that guy. And because he thinks that guy's going to have the best chance to be a really good player. But if this thing matches up with everybody saying that the offensive line is really good, take one.
Couple of texts for you, would you mind?
Go ahead.
We need O-linemen because Tua needs 5 seconds in the pocket to be good.
He does need time, yes. I don't know about 5 seconds.
305 says, what's the common denominator? Greer has been around every single year. Fire Greer.
It's not going to happen. It's a waste to bring it up, so go ahead.
That's a fair point, though. He has been around for the offensive line stuff, again, like to me it just gets – it's like old, and it's like every offseason.
So we have had some of those guys are on the team. Some of those guys that we have drafted on the team. Austin Jackson, after 3 years, moves to right tackle, played well enough to get a new contract. Liam Eichenberg started at left tackle, made his way to right tackle, to left guard, and now center. So he's seen about every position, usually starts as a backup. I don't know if they're looking at Liam, if they think he played well enough at center. I don't think that's the case. I think they went out and got a guy from Tennessee that they probably think will give them a better chance. But again, I don't know for sure. But just because whatever it's been, if this thing's got a bunch of guys screaming at you, like everybody says, not me, but guys that are studying this and watching tapes and going to all these things and going, man, this thing's loaded on the offensive line. Couple guys inside and a whole bunch of guys outside. Grab one. Grab one. We're going to need a third tackle, by the way. That's almost a guarantee.
You're really getting me excited for this draft.
I'm not trying to get you excited. I'm trying to win freaking games. I'm not sitting here so you can have a better draft, first-round draft night and like, yes, that guy's super fast. He was great last year. Pour me another beer, bro. We're going to chug it. I'm going, you know, I love going to that draft party. Love the draft parties. Love to watch. Love to watch the whole thing with the cold ones. I'm not big on getting up the next morning, though.
You've never been to a draft, right?
No.
This is in Detroit this year. I guess it's got to come here at some point, right? You would think. Or is it because we're a Super Bowl city, like they say no, like.
You know what? I wonder if they look at like location or how you do it. Should it be in Fort Lauderdale or should it be in Miami? And I don't know. The Broward Day thing.
Well, why would they put it in Broward?
Well, they got a lot of fan base up there.
Yeah,
I know our name's
Broward.
Not the Fort Lauderdale Dolphins.
There's not as much to do in Broward.
No, that's true. That is true, by the way. There's a lot of different
places
really, to go.
You gave up easy on that one. I thought you were going to fight that.
No. No, but so the stadium obviously can hold any event you have, I would say that. I don't know if we'll get it. it'd be kind of cool to have one just to see what it's like where everybody – it's incredible. I would never personally do it, but I know a lot of people that go to these draft parties. A lot of our fan base that I meet.
Oh, yeah, well, they have a few hundred thousand, right?
Yeah, but we have a lot of our fan base going, oh, my God, we had a blast. We saw those. Oh, we saw you at the draft last year. And I was like, wow, you guys go.
It just seems like a slow event to stand out in a crowd of that many people to watch.
I think the draft party for the first round is fun because we have talked about all these guys for months. Now this quarterback story, how many tackles. Now, I was at one last year, and we didn't even have a first-round pick. I just was there. I was shocked on how many Dolphin fans were there for this party at Hard Rock. Of course, it was at Hard Rock. That's why I was there. We got to go to break. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Kyle Crabbs will join us, and I'm curious to hear what he has to say about after looking at where this roster is right now, and it's a long way from done. We haven't filled up the spots yet. But a lot of the quality is done in free agency. So the question is, outside of maybe a wide receiver, there's still a few wide receivers in there. After looking at how you filled in on your defense and your offense, what would be the biggest need in the first and second round for the Miami Dolphins? We'll talk to Kyle Crabbs about that at 8 o'clock this morning. Right now, I'm going to talk about my man Chev at the CEO of Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Oh, my gosh, has he got a set up there for you? Man, that is first class. That is unbelievable. He's put deals together to get people and help people out before hurricane season again. I love it. I love what he's doing. If I could take everybody over there to show you the two buildings and the work they do and the different departments and how they function so well with each other. Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payment for a year. Impact Windows as low as $6 per month per window installed. Roofing materials, whatever it is, whether you need tile, shingle, metal flat, they do them all for you. And I want to let you know, covering all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County, they've even got a group of people in there. Loctite actually takes care of all permits and HOA approvals, so you don't have to worry about that. They've got a staff doing nothing but that for you every day, dealing with these private communities, anything you might have, rules and regulations, they get it done for you. Boy, you just kind of sit back and watch it happen. I'm talking about quality work. I'm talking about very competitive prices. I'm talking about five-star rated service every day. So, hey, I want to let you know you can save money if that's what it's about right now. Should always take care of that home with hurricane season right around the corner. Check them out, 954-500-LOCK. Somebody will answer the phone and get right back to you if they don't. 954-500-LOCK. That's Loctite Impact.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Windows, doors, and roofing. And welcome back, and good morning to everybody as we continue on here. Well, the Heat, back-to-back road games, man, they are tough. Tough to win on the road, back-to-back games. The Heat have had some success, but not last night. Jimmy Butler misses another game. 21st game of the season for him. It gets old, man. The whole thing just gets, I know. I know he's playoff Jimmy, and don't worry. He plays no matter what in the playoffs. So I know that's the most important thing. And the Panthers back in action. They've had a few days off here, man. Good for them. A few days off to get some rest before playing Nashville at home. And then they'll hit the road. And the Heat, good news for them. 6 out of the next 7 are at home. So they got a lot of home games coming up with a chance. Got to get to double digit over 500, man. Got to get to double digit. Got to get 10, 11, 12 games over. And they can do it, man. They're sitting here going back and forth, and they're 6 games over. So and they got a tough game with Cleveland coming up here Wednesday night. But they can do it. They can get there and not have to worry about the play-in. We can all sit back and watch the play-in for a couple of days and see how that all plays out. We're going to have Kyle Krabs join us, and we're going to talk a little bit about filling in the roster for the Miami Dolphins, who, again, if you're just joining us, Isaiah Wynn, left guard. And by the way, this is one of those good news, bad news things. Isaiah Wynn was really good when he played. Like, stepped in at left guard, and he just got better and better and better playing next to Teron Armstead, and you're like, damn, this thing looks really, really good. Then he got hurt. And that was kind of the story of the offensive line, is a lot of guys got hurt. Woody, I think the number, it's been a few weeks, but 32 or 34 games, 4 guys missed, 4 starters from the beginning of the season, 4 of them. Actually, Austin Jackson, who missed basically the whole season the year before, he was healthy the whole season at right tackle, most of it. And then the other 4 guys missed 32, 33, 34 games, something in there. So the question becomes this. Obviously, depth is important, as we found out last year. And I have nothing bad to say about those guys. 6, 7, 8, 9 that played a lot of the season. I thought most of them got A's. Most of them got A's and B's on their report card because they did a nice job. They did. I'm not saying they were perfect, but to be able to fill in and allow the offense to mostly still run, it was good. But you got a lot of guys missing a lot of games. And this goes back to the original problem is, you know, love to see, you know, they're going to miss games, but, God, that's a lot. So, going back to the original, can Isaiah Wynn stay healthy for majority of this season? Now, this is not new to Isaiah Wynn, who I like. Isaiah Wynn missed a lot of games in New England. This is nothing new. So how much do you count on guys coming back that have been injured? And he's kind of a big one because he'll come in. He should win the left guard position because he's really good at left guard. But if they're hurt, I mean, one thing to have a bad game, but if you're hurt and you can't play at all, then we start dipping. And then last year we had, we had 2 positions. We got the crap knocked out of us. 2 positions. We got knocked around. Pass rushers last year, we lost our top 4 guys. And the offensive line basically lost 4 or 5 guys during the season. And nobody wants to hear it. I'm just talking about it because I'm looking at trying to help Chris Greer. Phil. I'm looking like you are to help Chris Greer kind of put this roster back together. Come on, man, you can laugh a little bit. But always an interesting one. And then I just looking at all this stuff, Woody, and all these names, and I keep seeing that name Jackson Powers Johnson keep showing up out of Oregon. Most dominant center, can play guard, played guard first, then went to center. if that guy's that good, and that's an upgrade, especially the fastest trip to Tua Tagovailoa is up the middle, then that's kind of important position to me, man. It's important position to get one of those guys, especially with the little flexibility that he has. So, and then other people, if it is a tackle and he can't play tackle right away, guess what? Laremy Tunsil played guard for a year. He was really good. And then Laremy Tunsil became one of the best left tackles in football. Where he is right now, he just hasn't been playing for us. He's playing for the Texans. But he is one of the best left tackles in the NFL, and he was a big reason that team had success last year. So we can get one of those guys, man. I know it's not sexy. I'm not looking to ruin your party on draft night in the first round. Woody keeps telling me I'm looking to put a downer on the night for everybody with the 21st pick. But I'm not. Just looking at things you need, man. If you see a guy and it's screaming, Chris, you can't miss with that guy. Take him. Just got to do it. Just got to do it. And the second pick, I don't know. Some people say they're good offense lineman second round. If that's it, then go get whatever your biggest upgrade is going to be on a guy you think's got can be impactful. Listen, man, we just need a couple really good players to add some depth to this team because we can't keep buying expensive players. Can't keep buying expensive players. We got to draft them. The draft does work. We got some really good guys that they drafted in the first and second round. I'm not saying we didn't whiff on a couple, but we got some good players, some really good players. And I think they're going to be really motivated for good seasons. You don't think Jalen Waddle and Javon Holland are going to be a little motivated this year? At safety and wide receiver, hey, second payday is the one that changes your life, not the first one. You make a couple of mistakes in investments or buy a little too much or get the family something a little too big. And all of a sudden you're going, damn, that second contract's the one. Yeah, that second contract, no matter what it is, that's the one that starts to change your life. That's the one where you start putting money away for your future. And for a lot of guys, listen, if Jalen Waddle and Javon Holland play the way we think they can and they stay healthy this year, they're getting retirement money. The 401k program is going to be in real great shape for them. We're talking about you don't have to work again if you don't want. Take care of your money, which I think these guys do a much better job of taking care of their money now. Hey, Woody, we've got this Jim Larrañaga stuff that we ran. I want to run again. Had his meetings, the University of Miami basketball coach, Jim Larrañaga, had a meeting with his players, and I was curious. We talked about this after they lost their last 10 games of the season. Playing pretty well. I mean, maybe it wasn't great, but they had a nice record going. And then the thing just absolutely fell apart. And I know, Woody, part of it is injury, the part that nobody wants to hear about, fans don't want to hear about.
I'm not blaming it. I mean, look, man, guys get banged up. It happens, right? And it's not like they were – you know, fighting to find bodies to put on the floor. It was a guy here. It was a guy there. I guess it took its toll. But, Joe, the thing never clicked. It just never came together the right way.
Well, and that does happen. Sometimes chemistry just doesn't come together. A guy you're getting. Have you ever gotten married and the thing just didn't click right away? And it's not a shot. And I'm not saying in my situation. But it looks good. And you've never lived with them. And I'm not saying it's my situation. But maybe you never lived together and all of a sudden you did one of these old school things and now you're married and you're going, oh my God. She's completely different than I thought. It's a little bit like the transfer portal sometimes. And again, if my kids are listening, it's not a shot at anybody. It's not a shot at anybody I've been with. So I don't want anybody upset out there or anybody ratting me out that might be a son-in-law. Because let's not do that. I'm just making a point that things don't always work out the way you think they're going to work out. That's all. All right, before I get in trouble here, why didn't you stop me, Woody, before I decided to go that
way? I always let
you
go on your rants.
All right. Anyway, I want to tell you about something really good, even for my kids if they're listening this morning. Chapman Partnership. We can feel good by helping them. What a great organization, man. What a great organization to be involved with. Chapman Partnership. And by the way, Bam Adebayo, thank you, brother. Nobody does more for Chapman Partnership than Bam and the Miami Heat and what they've been doing. We got to get the Dolphins out there and get them involved as well because, man, it is one of the greatest things Miami is doing for the homeless with their two facilities. Got a lot of great people involved with it, including some of our politicians have been really involved. And it's nice, man. They just do so much. And people go, well, you're talking about the homeless. They are. It's not a place to just show up and grab a shower and a bite to eat and maybe take a nap and then hit the road. No, no, no. It's about rehabilitation, man. It's about rehabilitation from start to finish. And any programs you need to get back out, mental health's a big problem. We got doctors that come over and help these homeless people. So really, over the course of 3 or 4 months, the work they're doing is great. 1, 2 goals, find you a place to live, find you a job, and get you back out, man. Get you back out, get the families back together. And part of what we do and where you can really help us is for our 800 men, women, and children in Miami and Homestead, the two centers they have, we serve more than 800,000 meals annually and close to $1 million in operating costs. So please join me in WQM in March to show support to one of my favorite charities that really makes a difference in our community. Let's help support families at Chapman. Help these families get a second chance. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org/sponsor a meal. Man, I'm telling you, big, big things they're doing to sponsor meal and sign up to serve. Now more than ever, we need your help. Just a little bit can change a life today. Be part of Chapman Village.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, some college football figures starting to roll out here. And, you know, Alabama has a new head coach. Their old coach is, you know, bitching to Congress about players getting money and how it's ruining football and all that
stuff.
Well,
why are you doing this?
Yeah, the wife couldn't take it anymore.
He's right about some of the stuff he said, but yeah, the wife, don't throw the wife in it.
Yeah, but it's a tad bit hypocritical when you start to get to these numbers here. So their first-year coach, Kalen DeBoer, who took the job over there, he's going to make an average of $10.875 million per year.
Without coaching there?
Ranking him in the top five nationally among the highest paid coaches in college football.
Wow.
This is an 8-year contract, Joe.
I hope he called Nick Saban and said thank you.
8-year contract approved Monday by Alabama's Board of Trustees.
Damn.
He'll make $10 million in the first year of the deal, so that's a little lower on the first year. But his compensation increases $250K per year. It'll grow all the way to $11.75 million in the final year of the deal. And how about this? His contract is 90% guaranteed if he were to be fired without cause.
Yeah.
Good for him, man.
Is there bonuses in there? Nick had bonuses for playoff games.
I'm sure there is.
Bonuses, incentives for winning championships and getting the Final Four, now the Final 12.
Yeah, but I mean, it just kills me that the players are getting a little piece of this. It's just terrible. I could see why Nick had to leave. You know who some of the highest paid guys are? Do you know who the number one is right now?
The number one.
The biggest hypocrite of them all, the guy who complains about kids getting paid more than anyone.
Dabo
Sweeney.
Is Dabo one?
Average annual salary of $11.5 million, Joe. He's getting paid a mil per game, just about.
Well, if you're going to pay somebody, he's kind of dominated.
Kirby Smart and Lincoln Riley.
Oh, that's who. I didn't even think of Kirby. Kirby and Lincoln Riley,
they're a shade over $11 million.
Kirby should be number one.
Texas's Steve Sarkisian.
He's flipped that around.
6'4". And then I can't believe Florida State was able to find enough money after paying all their legal fees to cough up $10.5 million for Mike Norvell.
He went undefeated, man. You're a bad guy.
How's that going for them, by the way? Are they making any progress on that thing? What are they suing to get back into the playoff? I guess that's not going to happen.
If something doesn't go well and there's a bad call or something, they're going to want to get out of the – I don't see anybody stepping up to write that big check, do you?
No, not as of yet.
Unless they got some super attorneys that can get out of this without paying that big money. Good luck.
Well, ESPN said you're sticking around, so I'm
guessing that's going to be – Yeah, by the way, ESPN didn't exactly jump on their side. No, we like our deal with you.
Weird stuff, man. Those numbers, those college coaches are getting paid. I don't hear any of them complain.
I didn't know Norvell was getting that kind of money.
Yeah, I think they just gave him a raise because they thought he was leaving. Yeah,
new contract.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, his name.
5'2".
His name did pop up in all those big jobs, and it should. By the way, that guy's a really good coach. Would you argue that? Well, you're a dumbass.
For the sake of saving time, I won't argue. It's fine.
Guy flipped that thing around. It was a disaster.
Well, hopefully, it'll be a disaster this year. Go back to being a disaster.
Can you give him a little credit?
No.
Nobody at UM's going to be mad. Go ahead.
All right. Remember we talked about this the other day, Joe, about your Sports Illustrated might not be published anymore? Well, it looks like we have a deal in place here. Someone called Minute Media has reached a deal to publish Sports Illustrated. They have planned to rehire some of their staff as well. Sports Illustrated is all over the freaking place, man.
We can make it work.
They're firing. They're rehiring. They're printing. They're not printing.
They're it. There's nothing left in magazines from the originals. They're it.
Do people read a lot of magazines anymore?
SI.
Like, I know you can get them in the airport. Right? They have those.
I like the recruiting and the college magazines. I do like those.
The one that, which is the college football, it's Phil Steele does a good one. The preview.
Yeah, but they've got two or three out now. They got some. Is it Anthem?
Athlon Sports.
Athlon,
yeah. I just don't read a lot of this. We had a fantasy football magazine usually once a year.
You know what? SI in the restroom is beautiful. Yeah. It's perfect.
All right, you ready for a Messi update here, Joe?
Yeah, what do you have?
Argentina had a couple of friendlies coming up in the U.S. Messi is going to miss. He's dealing with a right leg muscle injury.
Okay.
So,
is he playing tomorrow?
I have no idea.
That place went quiet over there in Fort Lauderdale, didn't it?
He's going to miss Argentina versus El Salvador on Friday in Philly and a friendly against Costa Rica 4 days later in L.A. I mean, I'm guessing he's not playing with the local club either. I don't know, though.
Well, if you can't play with one, you're not going
to. Their next match is, Saturday? Is it?
He must have in his contract when he's healthy which team he can play. I mean, right? I guess he can play in those national. I don't know how that works. How does that work? Like, not you guys today, okay? I know it's a big game, but I'm going to go play with the national team. I don't.
It's a very weird situation because, again, he's more of a novelty than like an actual player. People are going to just for the sole purpose of seeing him.
Yes. Nobody can argue that. Yes.
Speaking of people that are popular here, Joe, ESPN Plus will have a series coming up here. They spent the entire season, it looks like, with a couple of three women's basketball players, Caitlin Clark being one of them, Camila Cardoso and Kiki Rice, South Carolina and UCLA there. But Caitlin Clark, who, by the way, I don't know if you saw this, Caitlin Clark is going to have Holly Rowe follow her around during the tournament. She got her own reporter.
It's great.
I agree.
Good for her. Good for her brand.
She's not great. She's good, you know, like Jay Will would say, but.
Why the sarcasm?
He ever back? No, he doubled down on that, right? He didn't backtrack on that one.
Yeah. I just don't understand when somebody breaks some kind of record that you got to put something negative to
it's kind of a big record.
just enjoy it. What she's doing, man, she's moving the meter. No, there's nobody can argue with me. She moves the meter. She's getting sellouts when she plays, and she's making a lot of money for a reason.
All right, so you got a documentary there to a podcast here, Joe. LeBron James, who is still playing, as far as I know,
Yeah. And
J.J. Redick will be launching a basketball podcast together. It's going to debut today, Mind of the Game, it's called. Now, I imagine this will be a pretty good
Congratulations
podcast.
Congratulations to J.J. You just hit the jackpot.
Yeah, right.
J.J., congratulations.
J.J. Redick is very good. Now, again, LeBron, like I said, as far as I'm so aware, he's still playing.
Ever play together? That's kind of a...
Not the same team, but their careers did overlap. Yes.
Yeah, I guess so. LeBron's played for the last 20 years.
Yes, he has. And our final one here today, Joe, the Mega Millions jackpot. We have a Tuesday drawing. That's today coming up. $875 million.
I'm in. I'm checking. Got to go out and get him today, Woody.
So the jackpot stands at an estimated $875 million. You can take that as a one-timer, as a $413 million cash option.
Why do people talk about it? Most likely, you have no shot to win.
Well, yeah, called the lottery, yes. Why are you discouraging people from playing the lottery? Money goes to a good cause.
If I win, it does. Go to a lot of good causes.
No, but it goes to that that Bright Future Scholarship program, doesn't it?
I don't know, Woody. I know Mr. Do Feel Good, Do Good Things.
Yeah, so you know, it warms your heart when you play the lottery. It's a charitable deed. You got to give charity somewhere, right? Why not give it to the lottery?
I'd love to hit that thing one time. I promised the man above I was going to give most of it away, and I had a whole game plan for him, but told him one night. I was telling him the whole plan.
How much of the 413 would you give away?
A lot. A lot.
Like a quarter of it?
Oh, no, more. I know people are going, no way, such a liar.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to see that happen, but would you take care of everyone around? Like, would you give to everyone?
No.
You would not?
No.
Okay. I'm just curious, like, in your master plan here of, like, what you would give away, like, I get a mil? Like, do you break me off a mil? That's not much of it.
I think I give you money ahead of family, yes.
Thank you. Well, I like to think you like me more than
not all
your family
members. Got a hand pick.
I know.
Anyway.
Feel the same way about you. All right, that's it.
You're such a clown.
Before we get in trouble.
You're a clown, man. You're going all clown. Hey, we got a lot more. Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Fins podcast, going to join us. He's really good, man. That kid is really, really good at what he does. And so the whole roster is filling in like everybody's in the NFL right now through free agency, and we still have the draft and trying to figure out what needs to be upgraded. What do we need more depth at? Is a guy that we have – that looks like he's going to be a starter. Is he good enough? We'll talk to Kyle Krabs about all that stuff coming up. But, hey, we got something else next Thursday, man. It's almost here. Marlins baseball is going to be back. The season opening day. Well, skip that. The opening day on Thursday, March 28th. The Pirates will be in town. Get your tickets now, marlins.com/tickets. It's an early start, so you can really get out there and enjoy it with your family. And they do the introduction, got to get a feel for the team. Nothing like opening day. Baseball, always a fun one to get to. And by the way, don't forget to get your tickets now. Single game tickets are on sale. If you want to look at the schedule, try to figure out when your favorite team is coming to town. There's nothing wrong with that, to enjoy it. Dodgers are going to be fun to watch. Atlanta, Philly, oh, yeah, there's going to be a lot. And, of course, Mets fans are going to want to see their teams as well in the National League East. So if you get a chance, get your tickets now, marlins.com/tickets. And then they got a lot of real special days coming up for you that you can really enjoy. Taco Tuesday is back. 4 for $44 Wednesday was so big last year. Really nice family package. 4 game tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas or waters, and 2 small popcorns. It was so big, they're going to do it Wednesday and Sunday for home games with that 4 for $44 ticket offer presented by Pepsi. Thank you, Pepsi. I sure like that deal you're doing. Learn more at marlins.com/offers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.